We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, the rules are as before. I'm going to ask each one of them to speak, if they can, on some subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And according to how well they do it, they will gain points, or points will be gained by their opponents. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin.
Oh, good.
The subject is the snags of show business.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm sure you can tell us very amusing and entertaining snags of show business, but 60 seconds will do, starting now.
Well, one of the most obvious that comes to mind is, of course, the occasion when the actor becomes unaware, through some fault or other, of what the lines are supposed to be. And Trevor McKenna told me about an over-enthusiastic girl in the prompt corner, perched on a very high stool, who, instead of giving the correct line, just became awfully solicitous and said, "Oh, you've gone terribly wrong, darling. You should never have done that with a bishop anyway." And she fell forward on the stool.
Clement Freud, I'm afraid, has challenged you.
Well, he's an idiot. It's a lovely anecdote. I mean, that's really raconteurism at its best.
I know. So, Clement Freud, what was your challenge?
What? You should never have done
it. Yes, I have to give it to you. And there are 27 seconds left for the snags of show business, starting now.
So she fell forward off her stool into the prompt corner.
Kelly Thunes, why do you challenge?
This is simply a repetition of what I've just said.
Well, it may be and it may not be.
You see, Tony Wellies, and you know it.
I know, Kelly. Very well, that he's trying to rile you.
Yes, taking words out of my mouth, and he don't know where they've been.
Trying to get you going so that you will challenge as exactly as you did then, and he will gain points. Don't be intimidated. Don't play into his hands.
Oh, I see.
He knew he would unsettle or unseat you, as we usually say to you, and the result was that you played and challenged right away. And I've got to be accurate, I've got to be fair, and say that I'm afraid he gains another point, and there are 24 seconds left for the snags of show business, Clement, starting now.
And this precipitous decline from the seat upon which he was sitting is one of the snags of show business. There are many others, like being in a radio show with Kenneth Williams, who has his right hand on the buzzer and waves his finger across my face in a...
Derek Nimmer, why do you
challenge? I don't think it's a snag, being in the show with Kenneth Williams. I think it's a...
I have to be so difficult because I have to be fair. I agree with Derek's challenge. It is not a snag to be in a show with Kenneth Williams. It is an honor. Derek, you gain the point and you take the subject. 8 seconds left. The snags of show business starting now.
I was in a show with a very distinguished lady of the theatre who had a throat microphone down her bumbles and a little transmitter on her nickel. What happened was the elastic break.
For those of you who may not know, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, Derek Nimmer was speaking when the whistle went, so he stepped up.
I just fell in what he was on about.
I want to hear the end of that story.
So some of the audience, if you want to stay after we've recorded the show, audience, we'll tell you the end of that story. I'm glad he didn't have time to finish it tonight. Clement, your turn to begin the next round. The subject is models. You can take that many ways, but will you talk about it for just a minute, starting now?
Models is the plural of model, and people following this profession.
Derek Nimmer, your challenge.
Well, either he repeats the profession, or it was deviation because he didn't say the right word.
Either way, I think you're right. Derek, you take over the subject, and there are 5 seconds left for models, starting now.
I knew a model called Mary, who was tall and black and hairy. Every day she went for a walk.
Why? Because this is disgusting. I mean, you don't talk about people being tall and black and hairy. I don't want to sit here and listen to a load of filth. A thought this was a family show.
It is a family show sometimes. But I'm afraid he wasn't deviating from models. I think it's a very Divas-sounding model. I must say, tall and black and hairy.
Well,
but
it's here. Of course it is, isn't it? She was naked anyway.
I think, to be fair, he
but
hasn't
you should
quite
give the subject to me. Thank you, yeah.
No, I don't think he's got away from the subject of models quite. So I leave it with Derek Nimmer, and there are 45 seconds left, starting now.
What I'd really love to do is to go down to the round pond on a Sunday afternoon with my lovely model bed. I put it into the water, and away it sails across that expanse of liquid until it arrives eventually at the other side. And there I go, pick it up with my own fair hands, tuck it under my arm, and then go to the kite man, and I have a lovely model flying thing like I've just talked to you about. And up it goes, flying, floats away.
Shut up.
Oh, shut up. You're flying tonight.
Oh, you drop him with it.
Hesitation, I agree with you, Clement. So you gain a point, and there are 21 seconds left. Models starting now.
If you would care for a Derek Nimmo model, all you do is get an old sack and put a clerical collar around the top. For feet, you use buckled gumboots. And in the way of breeches, what could be better than ecclesiastical sackcloth?
Derek, remember your child.
Traditional sack.
Yes, we've had the sack that you started with, and now we've had sackcloth.
Well, that's two different words.
It's a hyphenated word, so it is a
two
sack,
different
isn't
ones.
It? Ian, you thought of the game. This is a hyphenated word.
Sackcloth, one word.
Sackcloth's one word. You know more than I do. Therefore, it's an incorrect challenge. So Clement has a point, and there are 2 seconds to continue with models.
It's very nasty
now.
Anyway, isn't it?
Put your hands out on the other end of the middle.
It is a little nasty, and it's a rather curious fantasy of if you want to have a Derek Nimmo model, but as we established last week, you can go in your fantasy or imagination this subject, this game, any way you wish. Sheila Hancock, it's your turn to begin. The worst thing I ever did in my kitchen. Can you tell us about that? In 60 seconds, starting now.
It's difficult for me to talk about this without getting somebody into trouble, because the worst thing I ever did in my kitchen involves the milkman. What? Day he came to my door looking very attractive and sweet in his blue and white overalls. I said, won't you come in and have a cup of coffee, which he very willingly did, and as I was handing him the coffee, he dropped his
milk bottles. Why have you chucked
the coffee?
Oh, we've had more than one.
Yes. Now you'll never know what I did with the milkman in the kitchen.
Perhaps Clement Freud has saved you some embarrassment. He's easy to save the milkman, hasn't he? Clement, you gain a point, and there are 36 seconds left. The worst thing I did in my kitchen, starting now.
I put 1/2 pound of toadstools onto the gas cooker, lit the flame beneath it, and added, as requested in the book, 14 ounces of margarine.
Clement, why have you challenged?
Because no book would give you such a recipe about toadstools.
It's a clever challenge. They wouldn't actually give a recipe which included toadstools, would they?
Yeah, whatever.
So, Kenneth, you gain a point, and your first one, I'm delighted to say, and there are 24 seconds left. The worst thing I ever did in my kitchen, starting now.
Well, I made these lovely cheese straws.
Sheila Hancock's challenge.
Deviation. I've been in Kenneth's kitchen, and I'm absolutely sure he's never made a cheese straw in his life.
Not only is it true, but my mother's here to prove it.
Mrs. Williams? Oh, I
don't. Mrs. Williams has saved me the trouble of having to decide. She nodded to us and said, if you have a point, and there are 19 seconds left for the worst thing I ever did in my kitchen, starting now.
Taking them out of the oven, I noticed the colour was green. Ho, ho!
Edmund Freud has challenged you first.
Repetition.
Of ho.
Hmm. Oh, it doesn't matter. No. Anyway, you see, it turned out that it wasn't flour in the bin at all. It was my father's stomach powder, and that's why. He ruins everything, didn't he?
No, you had him on a clever challenge of toadstools. He's got you on ho-ho.
That is true.
That's how I try to be fair. I try to keep the balance.
That is true.
And it's very difficult sometimes. So, Clement, you have now 14 seconds to continue with the worst thing I ever did in my kitchen. Starting now.
Once on a wet September night in the Boltons, I did do the most frightful thing in my kitchen. I forgot to purchase champignons de Paris, which are edible mushrooms, as opposed to the sort of...
Clement, saying Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, so he gains that extra point.
Nick, may I just say on behalf of the milkman that in fact all he did was drop his bottles.
My mind boggles as to what you did to make him drop his bottles.
I just handed him his coffee and he dropped them. His bottles.
But normally, if a person...
Oh, don't pursue it, Nick.
I'm fascinated, because if you hand a person a cup of coffee, they've got bottles in their hand. If they're composed, they put the bottles on one side. But he looked at Sheila and he dropped his bottles. Well, there we are. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is diving bells. That is what has been thought up for you, and you have 60 seconds to talk about it starting now.
I saw a musical comedy called Belle of New York, which is Johnny Shea, which was first put on 1884, and there was a lovely song called Down at Narragansett, Girls Have Got a Fizz On, and we used get on, onto the stage and stand there with these lovely girls in very long swimming things, and they were diving bells. But of course, in the Mediterranean and even in the Atlantic, you can find gentlemen who put themselves into these great big containers and down they go right into the water. Goodness knows what they do it for. I've never guessed. But when they look through the windows sometimes and they see little fish going by and perhaps the odd octopody or maybe a wreck. That would be exciting, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? That would make it very worthwhile. Came down inside a diving bell. Because there you see, through the window,
the Williams challenge show.
No, I'm sorry. I was so swept up in your story, I pressed it by mistake.
Keep going then. All right, 60 seconds. I mean, sorry.
I can't be 60 seconds still.
Was that a mistake, your challenge?
Yes, it was, honestly.
Well, it's bad luck on Derek. He doesn't get any points. And
No. Why?
Well, you've got to give him a point for an incorrect challenge. I suppose he deserves one because you stopped him there. Yes, all right.
Yes.
Derek has a point. And no, we haven't got to there yet. Because there are 14 seconds now, Derek. I'm going from Sheila's challenge. 14 seconds left, starting now.
I had a dear friend called Belle O'Shaughnessy. She was wont to climb onto the top of the diving board and jump down, and she could go into the water. I asked him to believe
it. Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition of water.
Yes, absolutely.
My goodness, jolly good.
3 seconds for you with diving bells, Clement, starting now.
Yes, you can stand on a diving board and project yourself.
At the end of that round, Clement Freud has a commanding lead at the end of that round, commanding over Derek, who has a commanding lead over Sheila and Kenneth, who are trailing somewhat. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin, and the subject, another historical one for you, Napoleon. What do you know about the little Corsican? 60 seconds to tell us, starting now.
Well, one of his very great generals, a brilliant engineer, and I would say a very clever strategist too, was Count Bernadotte. And after the disaster at Leipzig, he was approached by a foreign power, the Swedes, and asked to become their king. And he went, it must be said, to Napoleon and said, how do you feel about this? I don't want to look as though I'm doing a bunk, but it is a rather good offer. I mean, thrones aren't thrown at you every day of the week. And apparently Napoleon said, it's okay, and he went and did found the dynasty, which we know today as the Swedish royal family. And, of course, it was one of those descendants that was killed in the hotel.
Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, the audience, did you enjoy your little history lesson? Fascinating, yes. And we none of us thought you'd take Napoleon off in that particular direction, I must say. I thought it was a bit devious when Napoleon said, okay. I don't think it had been invented then, but still.
Well, he was being offered a kingdom.
Anyway, Kenneth, you have leapt forward, but you're still in the same position, I'm afraid. Clement is still leading. But you get an extra bonus point because you started with the subject and finished with it and you were not interrupted. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is home movies. Can you talk to us about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
My children think that home movies are large vans
which dispatch people's possessions.
Kenneth Williams,
you well,
said.
That was all
saying. Yes, it was. I agree with your challenge. And there are 54 seconds left for home movies starting now.
The best way to do this is set up the camera with a time mechanism on it, and then you take all your clothes off and invite your friends to take theirs off as well. And
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Take off.
Yes, I'm afraid too many people are taking off clothes.
Well, it's nice.
They took them off and they took them off. So, Derek, I agree with the challenge, and you take the subject over, and there are 44 seconds for home movies starting now.
One of the snags of Sheldon's are home movies.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Deviation, because he's mentioned another subject.
One of the snags
of show business was a subject in this show.
Yes, I know, but he probably was
now
going...
No, I am not.
You cannot. He has got to be allowed to establish the connection. He just used one sentence, one of the snags of show business home movies. You can't challenge at that point. We don't know whether it's deviation yet. So I must disagree with the challenge, Kenneth, alas, and say Derek keeps the subject, and there are 42 seconds for home movies starting now.
Or for jolly 16mm camera, which I go out with, and I take snaps of children going through the park.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Because you don't take snaps with a movie
camera. That's perfectly correct. That's perfectly correct, and the audience obviously agree, and therefore, Kenneth, I agree with your challenge. 36 seconds left, home movies starting now.
Preferably you should make them blue, and then you can sell them at a vast profit to everyone who says,
Sheila Hancock, why do you challenge?
I think it's deviation, don't you, selling blue movies?
Well, I don't think home movies... Well, I suppose you show them in the home. It's another interpretation. It's not the way one thinks of it, but alas, he's not...
The way I think of it, mate, don't worry.
Deviating from the subject on the card, so if Kenneth asks you round any of you to home movies, be prepared and be warned. So, Kenneth, you gain another point, and there are 29 seconds for home movies starting now.
One thing you must beware of, and that is the flesh blinding the lens. Any cameraman will tell you that that can cause flare, and therefore always powder down any naked flesh
before. Yes, and 14 seconds, Derek. Home movies starting now.
Snap shooting is one good thing to take.
Kenneth Williams
home movies.
Hesitation. He again tried to justify his snapshots on the home movies. I agree with your challenge, Kenneth, and you have 10 seconds for home movies starting now.
Obviously, Derek Nimmo is a great master at this kind of thing.
Derek Nimmo, why are you challenged?
I'd just like to endorse his remark.
He was going to be modest and say, I'm not a great master.
You must be maddening.
He took the opportunity and he told them that he is a master, but he gives Kenneth a point, and there are 4 seconds left for home movies starting now.
And he always says, oh, to shoot you. That's what I really want to do.
So, Kenneth did a lot of speaking, and with a lot of challenges, he gained a lot of points, and he's leapt forward. Oh. And Sheila Hancock, it's your turn to begin. Sheila, the subject is pleasantries. Oh. Yes, you might well say that in this show. But can you give us an example or talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something which you get very little of when you appear in Just a Minute. They are little phrases that make life easier. Things that you say to one another when you meet in the street, like... How do you do? What a lovely day. Isn't the world bright? Little jolly phrases.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Little repetition.
Oh, did I?
Yes, but it was so little, I'm not going to challenge.
Oh, no, you must.
No, it's not.
Go on, let him have it. I can't think of anything else to say anyway.
Let her go. Come on, there are 42 seconds for you, Sheila, having gained a point. Pleasantries starting now.
Derek Nimmer.
Derek Nimmer's got it anyway.
Hesitation.
All right, Derek. I can't deny it this time. 41 seconds for pleasantries starting now.
Oh, my dear, oh, fruit, what ho. How lovely to see you. My goodness, isn't this the most charming way to meet on this sunlit morning? Goodness, you're looking well today. How's your grandmother? Is she in splendid form as well? These are things that you exchange, rather like traders going...
Kenneth Williams, why did you...
Deviation has already been established that you exchange, and she made that point in the speech.
I know, yes, but why are you challenging then?
Well, why would we make it again? It's repetition.
No, it's not repetition, but it must either be repeating a word or a phrase. And Sheila said it before, not Derek. So I'm afraid it's incorrect. Derek gains another point, and there are 17 seconds for pleasantries, Derek, starting now.
Oh, you turn them off. You look absolutely great today.
Katie, why have you challenged?
Because I can't understand a word he said.
It's a very good challenge. I couldn't understand either. So how do I judge? Could you understand, audience?
Yeah.
Derek, say it again, will you?
I said, how are you, dear love?
Now you're going to be had for repetition by Clement Freud. You couldn't understand, Kenneth, I quite agree with you.
No, he does these funny voices every week.
I agree. For someone like you to hear someone else do funny voices, it's very embarrassing.
It's annoying.
But it's annoying, yes, and it's competition as well. So there we are. Kenneth, he wasn't technically deviating from the subject of pleasantries. Though we couldn't understand him, I'm going to charge no points, leave the subject with Derek, and say there are 15 seconds to continue, starting now.
I once knew a gentleman from China who came to this country and went to the part of the country where we have...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition.
Of country. Clement, you gain a point, and there are 8 seconds for pleasantries, starting now.
The Duke of Wellington once came back from a shoot and said to his man, I have...
Derek got in first that time.
Hesitation,
yes. He couldn't quite remember what he said. Derek, there are 3.5 seconds for pleasantries, starting now.
Mark from Uxbridge, standing next to the Duke of Wellington, that particular size of God, sir, I've lost my name.
An interesting situation at the end of that round. Gaining the extra point for speaking when the whistle went, Derek Nimmer now has a lead of 1 over Clement Freud. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is swallows. Can you talk to us about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
There's one rather madly saying that one swallow doesn't make summer. I think that's awfully true, don't you? But it does make an evening if you're out for the beer. My goodness, you have a great tankard in front of you. Pick it up and you swallow away. A lovely thing, isn't it? All the froth over the top pouring down the table, and yet inside you is going down this fermented milk and brewing up inside your belly. And if you're a man...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
The reputation of inside you.
Yes, you were inside you. But yes. Idea of the beer brewing up inside you, too. Well, anyway, Clement, I agree with your challenge, so you get a point, and there are 38 seconds left for swallows, starting now.
The most popular formation in which these birds fly is known as the eagle. And swallows all over the world tend to group together with one in front, two behind, three thereafter, fanning out until a great...
a great hesitation.
Well done, Derek. There are 19 seconds for you to continue with swallows, starting now.
When I was very small, about 4 years old, I used to confuse swallows with house martins, but now I know better, because their tails are quite different, if you think about it. The swallows have long, thin, tapering ones, whilst the other birds are rather squat, and they build a rather pretty nest in a rather lovely thing, which is rather nice square.
Riveting.
Yes. Of what?
Rather.
Yes, I'd just like the listeners to hear so that they all know that you've got a correct challenge. Clement, I agree with your challenge, and you take the point and the subject. 3 seconds left, starting now.
When 29 Chinese gentlemen sit in one restaurant...
is all we have time for, and as you probably realized, Clement Freud and Derek Nimmer were very close before that round began, so it was neck and neck, and they were battling it so keen that the other two didn't get much of a look in the last round. But the final score is that Sheila was in fourth place, way behind Kenneth Williams, who was in a very good third place. But they were both behind Derek Nimmer, who was only 1 point behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. Said before, we do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye. The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program is devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.